start it up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd,
don't you know? Well,
Space City Nerd,
that's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore,
got that.
Chip tune,
got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures,
got that.
Board games,
got that.
TV shows and video games, yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Hello then, welcome to the Space City Nerd Podcast. I think we're at number 81 already. I'm here myself, Jesus, with Ryan and Rex tonight.
Hey guys.
Hey Internet.
So, a couple of things. Real quick, looking back at our last show, we had Reality Wrestling on here. Bradley Gilmore, the commentator, was on with us. Really cool dude. I actually went to the event. You know, Sean and I are really big wrestling fans. He had something to do, and he was like, I can't make it. Here you go. And so I went to the meet and greet. It's really funny because I still got really nervous around, you know, professional wrestling. Of course, we all know it's scripted. I don't want to say fake, but it's scripted. But and it's still pretty cool meeting, you know, the actual wrestlers. I still got really nervous around them.
I think it's pretty disingenuous saying it's fake because they actually need physical prowess to actually do all that stuff.
Oh yeah, no. That's why I chose scripted instead of fake because
it's a good word.
You know. Yeah. And I mean you could tell like these guys are amateur level I mean we're gonna say amateur level wrestlers because they're not on the big stage yet. But man, they put their heart into it and there's a lot of what we saw when we went to Party World Wrestling, but their skills were probably magnified a little bit more because these guys, you know, they run an independent circuit all over the south of the U.S. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many of these independent like promotions that happen that they all trade wrestlers. So there was people from like, I think it's called Wildcat Wrestling in Louisiana. Ryan, that's the guy I messaged you that they had the Asian wrestler.
Oh, nice.
His trunks were like EVA 01.
That's
so good.
That's very good. I like it.
And then he had AZN like all over his crotch.
I approve that.
And then he had all you can eat on the side of his like pants and stuff.
Oh man, I approve it.
A buddy of mine that was there, he said that last time he showed up, he came out in like these golden pants. And on the side of him, he had fortune cookies that were opened, and you could, like, read the fortune, but he couldn't read it from where he was. But the crowd is really cool. It was a sellout. There's about 400 people, and it's a great time to just go and, like, holler at stuff, whatever's going on in the ring. Mm-hmm. You know, without even knowing a lot of wrestling, I think the people behind us the whole time were just yelling out, like, Street Fighter moves. Mm-hmm. So, especially when their champion right now is, like, a big sumo wrestler who... actually did the 100 hand slap.
That's
so good.
Well, no, that's when he does his head thing.
The head, but yeah.
Yeah.
But no, completely. I recommend it. It's a lot of fun, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know next month they're going to be at Comic Palooza, and the month after that they'll be back at the Clear Lake Recreational Center. You know, tickets are cheap and all that, so it's a good time. Moving along, I watched Daredevil. I was going to tell myself not to binge on it, but I ended up doing that.
I was going to say I showed constraint. I didn't have time, so I got like to two episodes.
Yeah, and I haven't watched any of it yet. So.
It's good.
I have two episodes left. I have to say I do not like Kingpin.
So a lot of people are saying that they had the Kingpin is very polarizing. I've yet to judge since I'm not there yet. But what did you expect as Kingpin? Because every time someone says Kingpin, I think of 90s Spider-Man cartoon villain. Big guy, you know, very powerful, still very strong.
Apart from the physical difference, because the actor for his name escapes me right now, the actor for Kingpin, he's much smaller guy than, you know, the wall.
He's a refrigerator of a man, right?
Yeah, he's huge, you know. he's very intimidating and everything. Aside from that, there's a lot of things that happen that, I don't know, I was talking to my friend Corey, who's been on the show. He's a huge Daredevil fan, and I'm glad I didn't ask him to come on here because he would just tear the show apart. But because that's how big of a Daredevil fan he is. Mm. And he said that, you know, he's oversensitive. He just doesn't seem like he'd be a crime boss.
Oh, okay.
You know,
did they try to humanize him a little too much?
No, they put him with the guy that has the right intentions, but he's doing it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't see Kingpin as that, you know?
Yeah, you see him as a ruthless crime lord who's a giant refrigerator of a man.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, going away from that, what do you think about Matt Murdock and the guy playing Daredevil? I think
they did him well. Going back to what Corey said, it kind of made me laugh when I noticed. He's like, yeah, he's right. He's like, why do they make him do capoeira right before he fights every time?
It just shows like, hey, I'm limber.
No, I really like how they portray Matt Murdock. You know, the action is really well done.
Everyone is notorious now, but the hallway scene in season episode 2 reminds me a lot of one of my favorite movies. It's The Raid. A lot of people, have y'all seen The Raid?
No,
yeah.
I have not.
Yeah, it's you know, it's very claustrophobic. You're fighting in hallways. It reminds you of that with a little bit of Children of Men, because you know they had that continuous shot, and I thought it was fantastic.
I thought, to me it was a straight, I guess you could say, homage to Oldboy.
Yeah, because I saw more Raid than Oldboy, actually.
I know what you're saying, but Oldboy was a continuous shot during like most of their fights too.
Yeah.
And not only that, like things like the color, you know, the hallway scene where he's got the hammer and all those guys, it was like a yellow.
Right.
I think they pulled off this better than Spike Lee's Oldboy.
Mm-hmm. Josh. Yeah. Did you actually watch that?
No,
I was like, you know, no thank you. It's like Kite with Samuel L. Jackson. I'm like, no thank you.
I almost picked that up just to watch it.
Oh, don't encourage them.
Yeah, well, that was at the when I was sending you guys all the amazing anime and movies that
a
movie exchange over on I think it's Westheimer
and Highway 6, right?
And Highway 6, close to there, yeah.
Okay, because I went to a movie exchange on Highway 6, and I want to say near West Little York, and it was crap.
Yeah. I know, this one was amazing. Rex, your bum hunt is ready to go. I'm sorry that they didn't have bum fights. But
what the hell's bum hunt?
It's like bum fights, but with the crocodile hunter guy.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of reading into these series because those videos are so hard to find, and rightfully so. Like, I mean, it's pretty like insane that they came out in the first place. But yeah, no, I never thought that we would see them again in anywhere.
Going back to Daredevil, I'm going to sound a little racist, but being the most Catholic of all of us, Jesus, how did they portray his Catholicism?
I don't want to say like I'm super Catholic or anything.
Well, you're
the
most Catholic of us.
Yeah, you're the most.
I mean, it's fine. Okay. I mean,
I liked it in the second episode, and they're like, you take a lot of punishment. I was like, oh, that's the Catholicism. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
We're going to talk like ideologies and all that, you know, Catholicism is very forgiving for what you do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say it kind of takes advantage of it. Matt Murdock takes advantage of it. But, you know, he goes in for confession whenever he, you know, does something bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he's absolved of what he does. And later on, him and the priest have a lot more talks that kind of dig into the whole ideology aspect of it. There's a lot of other stuff that happens later on too. That's pretty cool.
What do you think? The actors who played Karen and Foggy, how did they do the rest of the series? Are they still pretty solid? I mean, Foggy's very likable straight from the very beginning.
I like Foggy as a bumbling idiot who means well, but comes off not Like, he's what the... He's kind of what the Kingpin is later on.
Really? You're going to compare Foggy to Kingpin? All right, I'll just...
I mean, the characterization for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Karen... I think her character should have been written a little bit better. She's still awesome. But they give her a little bit going.
Sighing a lot, like you're not enjoying this show.
It's because it's hard to, like, after I talked to Corey, it's hard to kind of see the whole show without spoiling anything for you guys too, because you haven't seen anything.
All right.
So that's where the sighs come from. It's like, I want to tell you what happens, but I can't. And
Well, if I had an extra 12 hours in my life, I could. But I need sleep.
Yeah.
No, Well, that's what I did on Saturday and Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't go out Saturday night, and I stayed in. And I'm like, I'm gonna watch Daredevil, and that's what happened. But there are some tie-ins to other series that I'm not even gonna
go into. In the first episode, they mentioned about the incident, and I'm like,
oh, there's a lot. No, there's a lot of tying in with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah,
but later on, there's tie-ins with future Netflix.
I've heard about that. I don't want to say anything about it because I'm excited about one particular one that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
the Daredevil Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt crossover, because that's the one I'm excited about.
Yes. No, he goes back in time and fights Marco Polo.
No, it's the Bojack Horseman and Daredevil.
Bojack special. And Daredevil, yes. Damn it, Todd. We Todd and Foggy Nelson hanging out and... They're both bumbling idiots.
That's nice. Well, no, I do recommend the show, though. It's pretty cool, and I don't really watch, like, series for some reason, because I think it's because it's too much of a commitment for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. That's why it's hard for me to watch TV shows, too. But as an entry into Marvel Cinematic Universe, you think it's a very, very good entry? And then is it because even the
atmosphere... If you've never seen an Avengers movie and then you watch Daredevil, nah, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
the tone is so different. Maybe some people might enjoy this instead of versus the bright, happy tone. Well, not really happy, but bright, bombastic nature of Avengers.
Well, someone described it as True Detective with superheroes.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess you could, you know, work
that's
it
what
out.
I like about it. It's in the same universe, but it's still more grounded, and that kind of explains, like, Iron Man's over there doing crazy-ass things. What about the little guys? And that's where we kind of see Daredevil. And I think Marvel's really doing a good job with, you know, kind of expanding on their Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'd recommend it. Ryan, without watching all of it, is recommending it.
I recommend the first two episodes at least.
Rex, you're just going to recommend it because you want to agree, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So moving from the small screen or computer school, what would you call Netflix?
I watch it on my TV in the living room.
Yeah, I do too, or my TV in the bedroom.
I watch it on my Wii U because I get bored at night and I just put it up.
See,
on
that's
the
fine. Game. That's not so small screen. I rarely watch Netflix on my computer screen.
Yeah,
I'm not in the right mindset to do that.
Yeah.
So is it still like the silver screen?
No, it's the.
That's the small screen.
Can we call it the digital screen now?
Like any television would be a digital screen though.
And Marvel movies are digital anyway. I mean, they don't come in rolls of film.
Mm-hmm.
So what was this? Wait, what is? No, because the silver screen was considered what? Why do they call it the silver screen?
Because old movie screens, well, like at cinemas,
are silver.
No,
and then also the film has like silver halide on it.
Yeah, that too.
But the silver screen was like the TV screen.
No, it's a movie screen.
No, that's the movie screen.
Oh my god, I've been living a lie. No, but
cellular point, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's moving to stuff that you can watch in the cinema right now, mm-hmm. or soon. Two trailers came out. Actually, this would be the small screen too, because there are trailers. They're not movie trailers yet, or they're not actual movies.
If you want to get that technical, fine. I'm not. Whatever.
I'm getting as confusing as the Terminator Genesis like plotline.
Okay. So I. Okay.
Go for it.
First trailer. I was kind of excited. you know, what's her name? Is it Hayden Panettiere, whatever her name is?
No, that's definitely Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh, Daenerys Targaryen. Whatever, they all look alike. Sorry. Whatever, she... I think she looks a little too young to be a Sarah Connor or whatever, mm-hmm. but the action looks good. What's his name? Storm Shadow is the new new T-1000. That's cool. More Asians in the movie theater. Awesome. And
Wait. Before we go along, if we say anything that might seem like a spoiler, it's not, because everything is in these trailers.
Yeah. So this is your spoiler alert, but it's on the trailer. I mean, I saw this trailer while I was waiting for my video on Netflix, and I'm like, I guess I won't skip this. And then I was like, whatever. and then they had like Arnold versus Arnold, which I'm kind of excited about. It looks kind of cool. But the second trailer, so the story, what I've gathered is. It looks like a divergence in the timeline. Like, if you're going to screw around with time, you're going to have a little divergence in the timeline. And because of that divergence in the timeline, Terminators are... the first Terminator's already there, and Kyle Reese came a little later, or whatever, and John Connor is part robot. He's an AI. He's a fusion.
It seemed like full-on robot.
Or he's like
the Vision.
He's like the Vision. Or he's like those Mass Effect robots where it's kind of like bio, not really organic, but mecha organic things.
Yeah.
So they kind of tried to make it's supposed to be some sort of fusion between man and machine.
But isn't there like moments in that movie where it looks like there's two John Connors fighting each other?
You probably can film with Kyle Reese. They look kind of look alike.
Yeah, they look exactly the same. Man. Like, I remember that when sucks. when we watched the first trailer, I remember like Sean and I kind of being like confused, because they not only didn't they John Connor and Kyle Reese both looked alike, like they didn't in that trailer like say who anyone was, and since they're all new actors, like you kind of had to guess at who was who, and it was really awkward. And now that they've like spoiled what was probably the big twist in it, I don't really have any desire to see.
Actually, there's another twist coming, and I already know what it is.
What is
it? Oh boy.
Triple H is gonna come out in his WrestleMania 31 outfit where he like kills all the Terminators.
Okay. I was gonna say, is it a RoboCop gonna show up and kill the Terminator, and then the Storm Shadow is gonna melt, and then he's gonna reform into Robert Patrick.
I don't know. I'd like to see that. I would like to see Hunter Hearst Helmsley like dressed up like a barbarian, going around pedigreeing Terminators.
Okay.
And then just collecting all their skulls.
That would be pretty. Okay. Sweet.
All right, but regardless, this trailer it diminished kind of my excitement for the new Terminator. I'm still going to watch it. I'm a big Terminator fan ever since the very, very beginning. So I even watched Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That's what all the fake nerds say. I was there from the beginning.
Whatever, dude. James Cameron, what up? Anyway, I even watched Sarah Connor Chronicles. I'm like, it's okay. But my favorite one actually is Rise of the Machines. And so F all of y'all who don't think that's cool. Arnold Schwarzenegger with a coffin full of guns. It's awesome.
Looking at the trailer, though, I didn't understand, and for some reason it feels like it's just gonna like bend itself into like non-existence at the end, because it just gets so confusing. The plot is like writing itself into just a bunch of loopholes.
Yeah, because it looks like they made a divergent timeline from the original timeline of the of Terminator. We already established that Terminator 3 is not canon.
Yeah.
That's not part of the whole Terminator Salvation. That comes straight from 2 to Salvation. Terminator 3 is probably in some pocket dimension, some quantum, I don't want to say leap thing, some other part of the universe or multiverse.
I can't watch it. It's just
I'm going to watch it. I don't care. I like Terminator, and I'm going to stick through it. I saw Salvation. I saw Batman was Terminator, and it was kind of awful. So I'm willing to give this another chance. Also, Arnold uses himself as a missile, so that's more than enough for me to go, okay, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
And well, going from that trailer to a trailer that is actually pretty good, Marvel's Ant-Man. Yes. The big one came out.
Yeah.
The small one, you mean?
Yes, the small trailer. didn't Marvel do that, like, trailer for Ants?
Yeah, the teaser for it. That was, you be trolling, Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
That's as bad as, like, Rick and Morty's, like, first episode, the season premiere on Vines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know who did that? Aqua Teen Hunger Force did the whole movie in One Adult Swim one time as a tiny picture-in-picture for the entire night.
I remember that, like, yeah, when it was still in theaters.
Too. Yeah.
But Ant-Man, I'm glad it's out of movie purgatory and people are going to watch it finally, even without Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
But Paul Rudd looks actually good in this.
Yeah. Like, he has that kind of like goofiness that Paul Rudd is so good at.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's taking his goofiness out of rom-coms and into kind of more action-adventure bros.
Yeah,
I mean, the only reason I was worried about it is just because, you know, he's been doing so many rom-coms, and it's like, how is he going to translate into, you know, a guy that shrinks into tiny things and fights with ants versus, you know, I love my best friend or something, you know?
Yeah.
It was real easy for him. He just had to be Paul Rudd.
Like,
Paul Rudd movie.
Exactly. Paul Rudd is just Paul Rudd. He's like George Clooney. George Clooney is not any other character. George Clooney is George Clooney in every single movie. So Paul Rudd is Paul Rudd in every other movie. And Paul Rudd apparently matches Scott Lang.
Is he kind of like Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen is also
Seth Rogen. Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is always Andrew Williams.
Yeah.
Most of God Hates Comics.
Yes.
No, but it looks good. It's funny, the Yellow Jacket costume actually, since I like Kamen Rider a lot, it looks like almost a strip ripoff of, they have something called the Bee in Kamen Rider Kabuto.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, wait, I've seen this before.
And they had an epic train battle where that was all sort of hilarious.
Mm. Oh, the ending of that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with the little Thomas the Tank Engine, and then he saw this like epic, massive like crash, and the train just got derailed a little bit. I thought that was cool. I'm excited to see what they do with scale, since his power is so different from what we've seen in like movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm pretty sure we haven't seen like an Ant-Man kind of movie yet, because it's his power is so hard to show on movies, and I'm like, within talk technology now, I'm kind of excited to see how they play with scale.
Yeah,
I just hope they don't like run that gag into the ground where it's like, you know, they'll show like a huge explosion and they'll pull out and it's just like a candle going on or something.
It's gonna I'm gonna say there's gonna be enough of those in the movie that it's warrant a drinking game.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, tiny explosion, you take a shot. All right.
That'd be hilarious, but yeah, so I'm excited. Well, Ryan's excited for Terminator.
Yes.
Rex and I will probably drunkenly go watch it, but
yeah.
Ant-Man looks good. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. This is Cormano Unchained from the old arcade SNES and Genesis game Sunset Riders. The arcade version can't be beat, though.
Yeah.
That's an amazing version of that game. This is actually from Mega Driver, and we'll be right back after this. We'll be right back. So that was Cormano and Chain from Mega Driver. We'll be sure to include where you can find more of Mega Driver's music in the description for the podcast. I believe we've had a long week, even though it's barely Tuesday.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, man. It's been Friday already. I think I need to go home.
Yeah. Sleep. I was going to say so we can do some Friday night gaming, but whatever.
Later.
Hey. I think like, my week... Right before I got home, my week got really, like... It culminated in this as, like, thing of bad. I was telling Ryan about this earlier, but I went to your hometown, Rex. I was in Alvin.
Oh, good lord.
And I had to go to the Walmart. I wanted to go check some things out and stuff. And so I went, and the first thing that I saw at the Walmart were two seagulls just humping right in front of the doorway.
Oh, god damn it.
And they were being loud about it. So then I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So I go in, checked everything, and I'm like, hey, I got to go to the restroom. I've never been to a decorated bathroom at Walmart, but this one was decorated.
Oh, god damn it. I haven't been in that Walmart in like 3 or 4 years. So.
And when I say decorated, they just like went to the fishing department, threw some nets over the mirror, and then had like these like inspirational posters behind everything.
So it's a fishing-themed bathroom?
Yes.
Holy shit, that sounds so Alvin.
I want my bathroom to be bathroom-themed.
Yeah.
No. And then I turned around, like, to the side, and there was a dad letting his daughter play in the sink. That's like, funny. A 1.5-year-old daughter, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Damn it.
And so I did my business as fast as I could, but as I was doing my business, I couldn't help but hear, like, this dude having the worst stomach problems in the world. Oh. And so I just, like, I washed my hands real quick, and then I was like, nope, I'm out of here. And so I left, and as I was getting into my truck, someone had placed a bag of dirty diapers right at my, like, my truck door. It wasn't nice. There whenever I went in. So, and then I'm just like, I'm just going to go home now.
Oh, my God.
But no, and other sad stuff happened that we'll talk about later on in the show. But it's just been, I don't know, it's been a hectic week.
Yeah, okay. I've had so much, like, this has been one of the most eventful weeks I've had in a while.
It's only Tuesday, too.
Only Tuesday.
I got a lot of crap, too, which I don't want to go into, but it's too much stuff to do.
Yeah.
Well, see, now you guys have to pay for it by listening to us rant about one thing that you want to rant about that's been happening lately. Ryan, go first.
So news, you know, we were talking about movie news earlier, and Psylocke, the British man inside a Japanese woman. that's a story, right? I was trying to explain this to my coworker.
No, she's a British lady.
It's a British lady now? I thought it was a British... Oh, so it's a British lady who took a Japanese woman's body.
Yes.
Okay, I was trying to explain that to my coworker. Anyway, it's going to be played by one of the greatest Asian American actresses out there, Olivia Munn.
Wait, is she Asian? Or?
Yeah, she's like half Vietnamese, I think, or half Chinese. I mean, can't you tell by exotic? I can't even say it.
God damn it!
I was gonna say exotic feature. No, yeah, she. So, okay. Before,
what's your beef with that?
No, cause okay, she's, first of all, I can't take her seriously. I don't think she's that great of an actress. I think she's good in funny roles, and her short stint at the Daily Show, she was perfectly fine. Some of the segments fairly really funny, but like, Psylocke has a gravitas to her character that I don't think that Olivia Munn can do. Also, and I was telling this to you, there is a wealth of Asian American actresses out there that would probably do it way better than she can. And
do you think she was chosen because of her like involvement with a lot of like nerd and geek stuff?
Yes, because she was on G4 and because she's half Asian.
So you think Felicia Day is going to be Phoenix?
Yes.
That would be so silly.
Yes, and then and whatchamacallit, and Morgan Mabee Kitty Pride, and and then Kevin Pereira is going to be Wolverine, a new Wolverine after Hugh Jackman quits.
Adam Sessler needs to be Wolverine.
Okay, Adam Sessler will be Wolverine, and then, and Kevin Pereira would be Cyclops.
Oh my god.
And Chris Hardwick would be Magneto.
I
don't want to come off with, and I am coming off as just one of those like angry nerds about like who's angry about a angry at a casting. I just don't. Yeah, maybe I am, and I'm gonna admit that now.
The thing is, you're more worried about how close-minded like the casting is when there's so many like Asian characters that they can choose.
Yeah, and like, and here's the thing though, they just you're okay. I was talking about Storm Shadow earlier. He's in a ton of movies. There's a lot of Asian guys out there who can probably do movies. Freaking Sung Kang from Fast and the Furious, that's all he does. He's from Better Luck Tomorrow and on Fast and the Furious. He's not being utilized everywhere else.
Well, maybe if they didn't have those crazy accents.
You know who's actually being utilized and I like is Randall Park. He's from the dad from Fresh Out the Boat. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Kim Jong-il.
Yes, he's also Kim Jong-il, and he's hilarious, and I'm glad that he's actually getting his work out there. I refuse to believe that the pool that they have to pull from is tiny.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, you know how you're saying that it, and to a more, I guess, specific, you know, pickiness about things. I get really agitated when they choose non-Mexicans or Mexican-Americans to play Mexican-American or Mexican roles, mainly because of the accent when they talk Spanish, and I can understand the Spanish is not Mexican. I'm like, wait, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
I mean, I respect the actor, you know, and I respect them for wanting to be playing that role, but that just it just gets to me, you know. It's
you kind of bump up the realism a little bit if you want to make it more believable, and your movies can't just go to just a certain group of people. It's everyone, so you should keep that in mind.
It's like with like until George Lopez came around, it was like, do we need a Mexican in this movie? Yeah, call John Leguizamo.
he's a Shakespearean actor.
No, yeah. he's a good actor. He's a great actor.
I know what you mean.
But it's just like I said, the close-minded of Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you need a Pancho Villa? Call John Leguizamo. You know? Stuff like that. But no, that's totally understandable. I wonder if maybe they can redeem themselves with Jubilee, or did they already cast Jubilee?
I don't know who I don't think they cast Jubilee, but I'm hoping that they find, like, maybe someone from the independent movie scene, someone that's yet unproven.
Emma Roberts should be Jubilee, because it'd be funny.
Who's Emma Roberts?
I hate her. She's the yeah, she was in American Horror Story, and she's dating the guy from American Horror Story, and there was like a domestic violence thing where she like beat him or something, and it was real awkward. But they're in like everything that he's in, she's also in now. So I have this theory that like. She doesn't let him take roles unless she can be there too.
Wow.
Just one of those.
I hope, you know, because Jubilee is an Asian girl, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like an Asian Chinese. American.
Yeah, I believe she's Chinese, yes. And she became, before she became a vampire, she was powerful enough that she could create light in someone's brain and cause them to go and, cause them to pass out and die from a stroke.
I still like her, how they portrayed her in the cartoon. It's just fireworks lady.
Yeah. She's like 90s Dazzler.
So what did you think, like, that you mentioned it right now, Fresh Off the Boat? How do you like that?
I like it a lot. I like it's kind of breaking a lot of the stereotypes people see Asians as, and while kind of making fun and poking fun at a bit about the nuances of the culture, and I there's a lot of shows that do that for African Americans and Hispanics that we don't really see in the Asian American culture. So I enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I was I worked with Jen. I have a fiance, for those of you that don't know, that's Vietnamese. And we watched it together, and she was like, wow, that's my mom. Yeah. Wow, that's my dad. Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, that's my brother. And so.
Also, yeah, the mom is super cute.
But no, I understand where you're coming from. You know, it's, I think the like genuine representation is really important. Mm-hmm. You know, especially from, you know, coming from a minority. Rex, you have no room to talk here. So
damn white cisgendered male.
it's true though. I am that.
We love Rex though.
So. Yeah, Rex is awesome.
Rex, your turn to rant, and can't be like. Them minorities, because you know.
Yeah, no, I'm actually gonna be ranting about a pretty white broad thing too. So
before we go on with the ranting, just, you know, here at the SCN podcast, we're all loving of everybody, so and we're used to joking around about things between each other. Sometimes we let it slip on the podcast, but we don't mean offense to anyone at all. Anyways, rant continue, Rex.
Unless you're a white cisgendered male.
Oh, man. So Guitar Hero is coming back this year as a Sega CD-style full motion video game.
Oh, sweet. We're going to have like the Monsters of Rock thing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God, it looks like you guys both watched the trailer. It looks so fucking terrible. Like, essentially, for those of you who haven't watched it, the trailer starts off as a lot of the songs in the game start off when you play them. You're in a green room with a bunch of guys that look and talk like Desi from Girls, just, like, really insufferable, like, basic, like, indie rock type guys. And they're all, like, powwowing, and it's like, yeah, we're gonna go on stage, da-da-da-da-da, and it's from first-person view of, like, the guitar player, and then everybody, like, goes out, and it's, like, this giant music festival, like, think Coachella or Glastonbury kind of thing, and they start trying to play this Black Keys song, because, like, when, like, for whatever reason in the Guitar Hero, like, canon, it's okay for, like, shitty bar rock cover bands to play, like, Coachella, Glastonbury style festivals. So like it happens, and then the guy's like trying to, like, the guy that you're in the perspective of is trying to play guitar, and it's not working. It's just making like the note miss noise a lot, and everybody's like, "What the fuck, man? What the fuck?" and the crowd starts like yelling at you, and then like it blacks out for a minute, and then comes back.
One of the girls has a "You Suck" sign, apparently.
Yeah, she's got like she's holding like a "You Suck" sign, and it comes back, and like the song, it's that Black Keys song that's like "Gold on the Ceiling" or whatever, and then like the note board is like overlaid on, and all the songs are going perfect, and then it's like, whoa, cool new Guitar Hero. So essentially, like the big thing feature of Guitar Hero now, they're calling it Guitar Hero Live. Is that instead of having like your band playing in the background of the song, you don't get to customize anything. It's just full motion video of first person perspective of some guy like playing guitar like on a stage, and you get to see like his perspective, and you can like look at the people in the crowd and stuff, but it's all video, so it's gonna be like the same shit like every time, and that's kind of lame. And then if you don't want to do that mode, there's a Guitar Hero TV where it plays the music video of the song like in the background as you play the song. Essentially, they were too lazy to make like a 3D engine, I guess.
And I don't know if they've announced it, but I bet that's going to have some sort of subscription fee to it.
Oh, you know it's going to. I was going to get to that part later on, but you know it's going to. It's Activision. They make people, or they were for a while, like, having people pay an extra $50 a year for Call of Duty, like, stat tracking on top of like, Xbox Live.
Let me ask you this. If it's going to be first person,
mm-hmm.
and you get to see, like, a big crowd and stuff like that, and you're, like, you know, playing guitar and stuff, what if they put it on Oculus Rift? Could it have a little bit, like, more of an impact?
Okay, so I was thinking about that today, actually, for a little bit, and I was like, wait, that might be cool. But then again, it's also full motion video. So unless the video has been mastered in 60 frames per second 3D, it's going to look really choppy and not be in 3D. So essentially, you would be able to get the same experience from just like sitting real close to your TV. So I was thinking about that first. Yeah, it is Sega CD all over again, and I highly doubt that Activision shelled out the money to do that. I saw a picture of them, like, as they released, like, promo pictures of them, like, doing the actual, like, shoot for the songs that are going to be on the disc, and it's a normal, like, GoPro-ish looking camera, so they're definitely not doing 3D. Also, keep in mind, this is coming out on literally everything, including mobile, Xbox 360, and PS3.
Oh, wow.
So, like, they made those videos, I'm sure, to easily scale between all of them. Part of me, like, that 360 version is going to be such shit, because they're either going to have to put it on multiple DVDs or have video quality that's, like, less than that of a standard DVD, like a lot of games did this past gen. And it's just, it's going to be so, so shit.
You're going to have to download, you're going to have to download Real Player for your 360.
I thought we were done with these games. Done. I thought the era of Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
No, because that's the thing, like, Rock Band, that's the other point I was going to get to.
Yeah.
So Rock Band is coming back this year. They're going to allow you to use all of the old plastic instruments as long as they use USB, which is pretty much like all of the plastic instruments. They're going to let you use your DLC that you previously purchased from Rock Band 1 up, which is fucking nuts. Yeah. Granted, it's only coming out on PS4 and Xbox One, but they are going to have a program where you can turn your old Rock Band DLC into Rock Band 4 DLC. And, and it's going to be, like, the same basic kind of thing with the five-button guitar and everything, which is a really big deal, because the other thing I hadn't mentioned about Guitar Hero yet, they changed the controller so that instead of having one row of five buttons, you have two rows of three buttons, which looks really, really stupid. Like, the idea is it's supposed to, and it actually has me kind of worried considering, like, the songs that they've shown for Guitar Hero and everything. Because what they're trying to do is make it so it feels like you're actually playing chords, but you've still got, like, the way they're setting it up on the, note stream that pops up is, like, there's only three things on the note string, and there's going to be a pick pointed up if you're supposed to play the top row, or a pick facing down if you're supposed to play the bottom row, and two rows of three chords is going to be kind of stupid if they're trying to get people to actually do things that feel like chord progressions or anything. Not to mention, every single, like, solo and everything that would normally be like, whoa, this is badass, and, like, Rock Band or old Guitar Hero is just going to feel kind of dumb. Like, if you can imagine, like, doing stuff like that, you're not going to be able to, like, work your, like, hands around the fretboard. You're just going to kind of stay in one place, and that's going to get real boring real fast. And you're actually going to have to think about what you're playing, which defeats the entire purpose of these games, which is to set them up at parties, make a social experience out of it, get drunk, and play a music game.
Exactly. You know, I know two guys who are actually very proficient at guitars now because of Rocksmith.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's no reason for, like, the Guitar Hero to exist when we've got Rock Band 4 coming out and Rocksmith, which is actually, like, not only a fun game, but a really good, useful learning tool for guitarists. The only reason it's coming back is because Activision wants a piece of that Rock Band pie.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, on the trailers for first reveal and all that, Rock Band did such a good, professional trailer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't hype it up.
Check it out.
Oh, and also, Skrillex is going to be on Guitar Hero. Which
How do you play down a guitar?
Yeah, I was about to say, okay, so I'm worried about that, too, because, like, they were talking about the music selection. I was reading an interview, and they're like, oh, we don't care if it has guitar in it or not, as long as we can craft a fun gameplay experience around it, which is cool. I'm fine with that. Both Guitar Hero, like, the old ones, and Rock Band did that with quite a few songs. Like, those freeze pop songs on the older Guitar Heroes and Rock Band were amazing.
Yeah, but, even though they're all synth band too.
Yeah, but they've got like, they say that, and then they announce like what bands are going to be in Guitar Hero Live. Let me pull that up real quick because it's really like, I'm pulling this up. I remember like they had Skrillex and Fall Out Boy. And the Lumineers were another one. Obviously, that Black Keys song. They're going really, like... And granted, I know it's, like, the initial reveal and everything, but it looks like they're not going to be... There's not going to be a whole lot of variety, and there's not going to be, like, songs like that Dragon Force song from Guitar Hero 2 and everything.
So it's basically music that you'll hear at Forever 21.
Yeah, or, like, on 94.5 The Buzz, when they're, like, doing that, like, I call it faux indie music, like, the aforementioned The Lumineers and stuff. Where it's not really, like, it's not technical or interesting, but some executive thinks it's appealing to people. And I don't see, like, people that are playing a music game aren't going to want to play that kind of stuff. They're, even if they don't, like, listen to it, like, I didn't listen to a lot of the music that I had fun playing in Guitar Hero and Rock Band, but it hit me to a lot of stuff, and a lot of those songs were, like, a lot of fun to play.
But it helped you discover.
Yeah, and it helped me discover a lot of that stuff, and even still, I wouldn't listen to Dragon Force on a regular basis, but it was a, like, that song was a lot of fun to play, and I'm worried that they're gonna, like, be focusing too much on, like, oh, well, this band's really big, we could get their song, and it's just gonna be boring, as opposed to, what's up?
Warriors by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they're gonna have, like, Imagine Dragons on there, that's just a given. At this point, they'll probably definitely have that, or that other, the Dirty Heads. I'm sure we'll have a Dirty Heads song, and there's nothing interesting to that, yeah, as opposed to, like,
on there.
As opposed to, like, Rock Band, where I'm super excited to play Rock Band for on my PS4 and, like, load up my Funk 45, Funk 29 by James Brown. Rock Band 2, like, I'm so excited to play that again. Like, that's,
I just want to play maps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Well, and Rex is really passionate about this because he is a guitar player, as you heard last week. He's a talented musician, as you heard with last week's cover of The Ho Trainer, Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Yeah.
Which was a great. I kept listening over and laughing at that. So. Well, if we could describe each rant with a movie title, Rex would be Mr. Holland's Opus, Brian would be Minority Report.
Oh, what's yours?
I guess Robin Williams' Toys, because that was an awful movie. But
oh, Toys, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so I guess my rant is I fucking hate Pop Heroes. There, I'd said it. As a snobby action figure collector, I can't stand them.
They're mass marketed. They're just like, hey, what's kind of cool that we can kind of adjust the paint a little bit, and yeah.
Yeah, they announced Superbad and Talladega Nights.
What?
Today, Instagram, by the way.
That's kind of the reason why I hate it, you know, and I mean, yeah, I have a couple. I picked up Boba Fett and, like, Lady Death, or the La Muerte from Book of Life, because she looked really awesome. Mm-hmm. And when they were starting to come out, my fiance and I collected a couple of them. But then when it just blew up, I was just like, I can't handle this, you know.
There's walls Duck of
Dynasty
them in stores.
One from like 2 years ago. Like, what the hell was that?
There's Dynasty ones.
Duck
no,
Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, Duck Dynasty. I thought they had like a Dynasty with these 80s show with women slapping each other.
See, that would be great. That would be awesome. I would buy those, but Duck Dynasty.
But no, there's a couple of them, but it's just that mass mold and no articulation. I'm an articulation whore. Like, I love things that move and I can pose and stuff like that. And so you give me a Pop Hero and I just And those eyes.
Yeah.
Those eyes are just staring into your soul.
Those cold, dead eyes. Yeah, I don't want to put stuff on my shelf just because it's there. You know what they're called? Those are my video games that I get to play. but yeah, so I don't... Yeah, they're... And there's walls of them anywhere you go. Go to a comic book shop.
I can also understand the accessibility of them. You know, mm-hmm. like $10 for one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have figures that are like $40 a pop. You know, but the engineering behind them, the sculpting is beautiful.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when we had G.I. Joes and then their torso and their legs were held on by like this rubber band thing?
Yeah.
Things have evolved back. Things have evolved way, way more since then.
Yeah, my Spider-Man on my desk, he can twerk if I wanted him to.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, please don't think I'm saying if you buy Pop Heroes, I hate you or anything like that. I'm just annoyed by the mass of them because of the fact that I really do love action figures for having action, you know, and these guys, like the Pop Heroes are still called action figures. And I'm like, that's no, it's funny now they have, the little clear cases for them that you put over the box, not over the figure, but over the box.
Oh, geez. Did they really think that's going to appreciate him? Okay, a few of them have gone up in price, like the Loki one and the Superman one.
Well, really cool fact is before they got super huge, Funko would randomly put a Chase figure into a case. So you do not know what the odds are for it, but Funko would put a Chase figure in. The first wave of the DC Heroes actually had Wonder Woman, Batman before the New 52 clothing. Those guys have been phased out because they wanted the New 52 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I picked up a couple of them only because they had Chase editions.
Yeah.
And so it's like a metallic Green Lantern, metallic Wonder Woman. You could not find out when you could get those Chase figures. So those, I think, are a little bit more, I think those would be a little bit more valuable than what it is now, like, just because it sells out, you know?
Yeah.
But I still fucking hate them. That's all.
I mean, well, speaking of articulation, even some, like figures or, like, statues, they have a lot of nice sculpt to them, and the ones, Pop Vinyl, they're same molds and just different designs.
I kind of urge everybody, like, if you skip over a Pop Hero or two, pick up a Figure Arts one day,
mm-hmm.
and pose them, just see how dynamic you can get with them. These things, I can't even tell you how much, like, articulation they have.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is pretty much different. They have ab crunches, you know, like, really cool leg stuff. And I always keep, like, six of those on my desk instead of, you know, having, like, Pop Heroes that I can't do anything.
Hell, even grab Marvel Legends.
Yeah, the new Marvel Legends are amazing.
Yeah. Instead of Pop Hero, get a Marvel Legends. Except if you get Daredevil, give that to me.
The new Spider-Man actually is really cool. It's really well articulated. It's the comic version, no movie version anymore. It comes with an interchangeable head that's got like half his mask on. Why does he need half his mask on? Because it also comes with a slice of pizza that he can eat.
Yes.
So, totally awesome stuff. But once again, I'm just annoyed by the trend that is Pop Heroes. Continue buying them if you want without any judgment of myself. Or wait, of whatever. That's how annoyed I am. I can't even talk right. So,
I have one thing. I promise to be quick. Screw you, WB, for charging $5 to let people do easy fatalities for Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah, that's okay, so not a actually, thing. real quick, because that goes deeper than we thought it would. I was reading NeoGAF, like, before we started the podcast. So not only is the easy fatality DLC a thing, but there is actually a day one patch for the game that came out like earlier this afternoon, where they fixed the drop rate for coins for the crypt, which is the in-game place where you like unlock all the bonus stuff.
Right.
So before the game came out, and it was just reviewers and streamers that had like pre-release copies. The drop rates were made, like, you'd get like 2,000 coins after a match, so it was like easy to unlock everything in the crypt, or not, I shouldn't say easy, but it was doable. Mm-hmm. All that day one patch did was nerf the coin drop rates, so you have to buy coins from like the microtransaction store, or you can pay an extra $20 and just unlock everything in the game right now.
Oh my freaking god.
Wow.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah. Also, one more thing about Mortal Kombat, the PC port, so they tried to do that thing, and apparently this functionality has been built into Steam, like, this whole time, like, since 2007, like, when Steam launched. So they did a thing, like, with how with PS4 you can start downloading, like, part of the game and play it as the rest of it's downloading.
Cool.
So they did that, but they, so they let people preload the game, but it didn't start downloading the other parts until, like, the game first launched, which was really awkward and pissed a lot of people off. And also the way that they staggered it out, the first part only downloaded the intro video and the options menu. So, like, until you had, like, the first, like, four or five parts, trying to actually get in-game would just crash the game.
You know, Mortal Kombat 9 was, I want to say, a hallmark in the series. They kind of turned themselves around. They stopped being a joke in the fighting game community and made them really, really legit. And now they're going to throw that out the window.
Yep. That is Activision. Exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know, Activision.
They need money.
Yeah.
Well, Capcom.
thank you guys for listening to us rant and stuff. I hope we didn't make any of you guys like hate us or anything like that. But we're gonna go ahead and leave you guys with a song because of what happened. Well, today is the 14th. Tomorrow's, or when this comes out, it's the 15th. But it happened on the 14th. Percy Sledge died. One of the really like one of the great voices from, you know, the soul era. You know, I think it was the 60s, right?
Yeah. So I think the 60s. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean,
66 was when he had this song.
Yeah, so here's one of the really awesome classics of his, When a Man Loves a Woman, and we'll be right back. Thing he's found. that was When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge, kind of playing that in memoriam of him. Great singer. You know, he was actually at Lake Charles for one of the casinos a couple of months ago.
Oh, know that.
Yeah, well, I was looking through my parents' mails, and they get a lot of casino stuff, and I'm like, wow. You know, yeah. But, you know, really unfortunate news that he passed away today. I think all of us like soulful music.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's the music from that era is just, it's so rich and still, and it's pretty much still influencing every song now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, and then also another sad note as well. Herb Trimpe died. For those of you that don't know him, he was one of the co-creators for Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the guys that kind of laid the idea for a character called the Wolverine. And I think he did a ton of other stuff.
Yep.
But I think that hit me kind of bad because you know, I own Hulk 181. You know, that's like my big win.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it signed by both of them at Amazing Comic Con last year. And we spent some time with Herb Trimpe. Really, really cool guy. Really down to earth, really friendly about everything.
He really wanted to see the Space Center, too.
Yeah, and he really wanted to go to Space Center Houston. And that's kind of sad that he never got to go, you know?
Yeah, because he was on the convention all weekend long, and he never had a chance to. Excuse me, too. And then step that way, and it's over an hour. Nah, it's like an hour drive from downtown Houston. So, do you can make? Center? Yeah, about an hour drive, right? Yeah. So.
Only the traffic.
Yeah, well, it was. Pretty, it seemed pretty, you know, pretty healthy. Maybe like half a year ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, you know, rest in peace, Herb Trimpe. I will chair. I'm not gonna even sell your comic. You know, I love 181.
You can't. It's yeah. It costs a lot, but if it's well, something no. in your hand,
that's gonna be my heirloom.
Oh, okay. Here you go, my son. Cherish this. You give your kids like this metal suitcase, one of the things you see in movies. It's like, what is this? A Hulk 181. Is that Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, wait, these aren't the actors I know from Marvel.
yeah, right.
Yeah, so on a sad note, you know, rest in peace to both to Percy Sledge and to Herb Trimpe. Earlier, I saw an article that's written on one of those like false link sites where Abrams was going to combine both Star Trek and Star Wars, which I could never see that happening.
Yeah, it's from a galaxy far, far away, a long, long time ago, and the future.
Well, not only that, it's just, I don't know, that just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
There's, I mean, I know they, like, the Star Trek guys came to Earth and got saved by whales and stuff, but it just even seems weirder than that.
They have the Force. You can't fight Jedi. you can't fight. Oh, I'm a Vulcan. I'm illogical. No, I got the Force. I'm gonna throw you out this window.
I mean, but aside from that, I don't know. It got me thinking. What would you guys, you know, in all realms of moviedom,
mm-hmm.
do you like to see crossover? As absurd as it is, I know in an earlier episode, like. Maybe like 4 or 5 years ago already of the Space City Nerd Show when Sean and I were just doing them and goofing off.
Mm.
We combined RoboCop with Short Circuit 2, but we turned Johnny 5 into Crookbot.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was going to invade the Galleria and stuff. What is like an idea that you guys have for that?
Yeah, and I had thought of something like yesterday and I should have written it down because I completely forgot it and now I have to think of a new one.
Well, before I say anything, that April Fool's, I don't know if I mentioned it already, that April Fool's Fast to the Future, that was kind of hilarious. With Vin Diesel and in the DeLorean. I want to, speaking of which, 80s time traveling, I want to see some Bill and Ted and Marty McFly. You think that's going to be kind of funny?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they work well as two Bill and Ted kind of work well as a comedy duo. You can't really just drop
it. They're just going to be bullying him after that.
They're just going to talk over Marty McFly. What I want to see.
I mean, like, you can include what you just mentioned, too. Like, if you wanted to say, like, you know, Back to the Future and Moulin Rouge for some reason.
Back to the Future and Moulin Rouge when the child's back in 1920 Chicago and to save the Moulin Rouge because, you know. And that'll be after Back to the Future 3 so they can use a train. I want to see Judge Dredd do other stuff, too. Like, Dredd was such a good movie with Carl Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Who can he fight? Dredd versus the Expendables.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
I was going for the comedy aspect. And for some reason, I wanted to say Judge Dredd and Finding Nemo, but that's better.
Watching the underwater, trying to fight the fish that has, like, the 3-minute memory. She's like, oh, who are you? I'm Dredd. The underwater missile gun, you know. He probably has like a torpedo bullet in his gun.
I was okay.
What mine is.
What's up? Okay,
my dream crossover
mm-hmm.
has to be Sony Spider-Man with Marvel Studios Avengers.
Switch Sony Spider-Man.
Oh wait, that's already happening.
Yeah, that's already happening.
I was like, is it Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire? What is it, Rex?
Grand Shrek Auto.
There's no Grand Theft Auto movie, though.
Yeah, there is.
I just thought we were talking about general crossovers and stuff.
No, movie versus.
Ah, shit. Okay.
Okay, Payback and Shrek. Shrek back.
Shrek back?
Yeah. He's like, he was done wrong, and then he goes around New York. Killing all the bad guys.
Mm.
Like that was a good Mel Gibson movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, give me a second.
You know the one that I would love to see? Gremlins and Drive.
Oh my god, that would be pretty badass.
Yep.
You know, it's like he's waiting for like 5 minutes to happen.
Mm.
You know, for the people to come back into the car.
Yeah.
And then like at 4:50, a gremlin pops out of the back seat. And the music starts going, and it's And at the end of the movie, you see, like, a gremlin with the drive jacket and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gloves. God.
And a real human being. Oh. How about this? I'm going to have a multiple movie crossverse where all iterations of Tom Cruise fight each other. So Collateral Tom Cruise, Edge of Tomorrow, Ethan Hunt, Jack Reacher... Top Gun, all fight in a giant arena.
You named all the characters and you're like, Top Gun.
Yeah, well, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Top Gun.
That'd be great if that was his name in the movie, Hey, Top Gun.
Yeah. What Top Gun and Mission Impossible fought. And then Minority Report came in and Edge of Tomorrow keeps coming back.
Oh, Rex, did you get yours?
I'm still thinking. I need like a couple seconds.
Oh, John Carpenter's The Thing versus Alien.
That would be pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
I think they would just like kill everything but them and then just have an eternal struggle.
So it's like whoever wins, we lose. Or the Fast and the Furious series with the Predator. Or Lethal Weapon and Fast and the Furious. with that.
I got one.
What up?
Ghost in the Shrek.
Ghost in the Shrek.
You like just Bart, want to put like Shrek
Bart,
in there.
Yeah, like Bart Kira.
Bart Kira. Oh, Bart, I actually checked out. When y'all mentioned that in the anime podcast, I was like, what the hell's Bart Kira? And I Googled it and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I know. Bart Kira is fucking awesome. I would watch more things like that and read more things like that.
What about Friday the 13th
mm-hmm.
and Ernest Scared Stupid?
Yep. Or Halloween and Weekend at Bernie's and Mike Myers is actually dead and he has his like handlers using him to kill people.
Oh my god.
That's actually a comedy sketch that's actually waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do for a cosplay or whatever, have one of us be like a dead.
We're playing Weekend at Bernie's. That's actually I bet that's not easy to do.
No, it would be really hard, but it would be so worth it. Like
Rex is light enough to do
that. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Just throw like fake mustache and some sunglasses on me and a Hawaiian shirt. That would be beautiful. Like, this is a really good idea.
All right, so Compalooza, check out for our Weekend at Bernie's cosplay.
I love it.
Hey, have either of y'all seen Rick and Morty?
Yes.
Okay, you could be that woman who's actually dead but being puppeted by her cats. That's so gross.
It's funny as hell though.
Yeah.
But we're gonna Bernie's cosplay.
We get the Bernie's cosplay. Yes. Yeah. And we have to have like the songs and everything.
When one of us has a baby, we need to do 3 minutes and a baby cosplay.
Wait, who's gonna be the ghost of that kid?
Oh, man.
That's it.
Yeah, we're gonna be 3 minutes a baby, and then like we're gonna have someone else like stand in the corner, just all haunting, just following us, but not too close. We'll be the haunted kid.
We just have to have like a early '90s, late '80s cosplay group.
Oh man, that'd be great. That's great. Honey, I'm down.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids cosplay.
Oh yeah.
What is one that we have to do that's iconic? I would say Ferris Bueller, but that's too easy.
Yeah. It's too easy. Breakfast Club, kind of probably a little too easy.
Weird Science?
Yeah, Weird Science! You really yes. did. And then,
or Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the
that
Nerds.
That one would be really good, too.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, no.
Surf Ninjas.
Yeah, Surf Ninjas would be perfect.
If we do Revenge of the Nerds, hey, Ryan, since you complain so much about Asian actors, we have a perfect role for you.
Yeah, thanks. No, we should just do UHF, and all I'll do is stand in the closet, and every time you open it, I'll be, supplies! Perfect. UHF cosplay, guys.
If we do Revenge of the Nerds, you have to have, like, a tricycle, and you have to sing Daichi.
Oh, God, no. Oh, man.
It's perfect.
That's even worse than the Donger Needs Food.
You know, though, I think Revenge of the Nerds is actually one of the best 80s movies out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would not fly by today's standards.
No, it's a good college kind of just kind of really raunchy humor comedy, which was popular all over the 80s, so I'm good with that.
Sean actually introduced me to a movie. He showed me the trailer. It's from 1983. It's called Joysticks.
Okay.
And it's about people or like an arcade. But it's a very raunchy film. There's a lot of nudity in it. There's a lot of crazy weird stuff that happens. And it's all set. What's that?
Is it a porn?
It's basically like softcore porn. Yeah.
Okay.
Early but it all happens in the arcade.
Which never happens.
But it's like the high school kids, like the jocks get the girls and the nerds are trying to get the girl from the jock and stuff through their use of video gaming and things. And I was looking for it. I was like, man, I got to find this. And I think the VHS copy is like $100-something.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Which, yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm not going to pay that amount of money for that movie. Fortunately, through some... I don't want to say what means, but I got them through some means. I ended up finding the movie. Mm. And I haven't watched it. Oh, never mind. eBay now has it for 1888 and 1899.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Even in DVD form.
Okay.
Arcade Cult, director from producer-director Graydon Clark. But it had a really cool movie poster, too, if you check that out. So it's as old as I am, so...
We should do a Sneakers cosplay, and I'll be Robert Redford.
Can we do a big cosplay and everybody like cosplays different parts of the movie?
Okay.
And then we carry around.
Can I be Zoltar and then I'll just like, walk around the boot and then I'll just give people fortunes.
I think we've gotten a little too off topic and just gone into the nether. So we're gonna go ahead and call it quits for tonight. You know, get your stuff ready for Comic Palooza. We're going to be making a couple of announcements. If you've been into the BetaCon page, pay attention. There are going to be some big changes. You're going to ask yourself, are they really kidding or not after what happens in the next couple of days?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, on behalf of myself, Ryan, and Rex, good night, Space City.